And this brings us to committee reports. The meat and potatoes, as it were. Please, sorry.
Hi, Ken Lord, computer science and chair of the undergraduate curriculum committee. Like to move the minutes of December 12th, 2024, and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Is there any objection to these minutes? Any issues, corrections? Okay, seeing none, we'll accept those. Thank you, and thanks to the UCC.
I'd like to inform the Senate that we have several student vacancies on the committee. We have one faculty vacancy in the School of Arts and Humanities. So if anybody is interested, please let me know. Go to the Senate website and read the nomination form that's there. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask, would you remind me, do the student seats need to be tied to a, we call them schools now, not division, but...
Yes, they do.
Okay, excellent. So we can get that information. You can check the rosters on our website as well to see what seats are available. Thank you. Okay, is there a nominating committee report?
Yeah. Do I read the report?
Nah.
Usually you have
up
there.
Yeah, I do.
It's just one person.
Okay. You have to introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, Sarah Kislevsky, philosophy. Yeah. So I asked that the Senate accepts the report. Unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there any objection to including the student on the Teaching Excellence and Evaluation Committee? Okay. Help me. No. Seeing none, we'll accept the report. Thank you so much. I hope to see a lot of names on this one next month for our UCC and for the Dean Review Committee. Next, we have nominations to the Nominating Committee. You'll recall that the Nominating Committee is the one committee that doesn't go through this committee, doesn't go through itself. It gets nominations from the floor. We have two student seats, one from Arts and Humanities, one from Education. Are there any nominations to the Nominating Committee for the Arts and Humanities seat? Okay, I'll ask you in a month. How about Education? What school are you, what's your major?
CS.
Okay, CS. Can't, never mind them. Thanks for being here. Okay, we'll move on to new business. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull this up. Okay, I said this before, but just for the sake, make sure we're fully transparent, everyone understands what's going on in case you came in late. The executive committee of this body passed a motion that was essentially the same, it just changed academic senate to executive committee 2 weeks ago, and we forwarded that to the president. Had conversations with college council, the president, various others to give feedback, and we had put on the agenda the same resolution to bring to this body. Since then, revised guidelines, they would correct me, have been issued. And we felt that this resolution, which is referring to a document that is radically changed, wouldn't be appropriate to bring. It's sort of pointless in a way. So we are withdrawing this from 7A, the demonstration guidelines. We won't be considering it under new business. We don't have to take a vote or anything like that. So we'll consider this motion withdrawn. Next. Wait, what the? Oh, yes. Next is.
The guidelines, the old guidelines, are actually on the website, on the college website.
Okay, wait, let me slow us down here because I want to make sure we do things in the right order and everyone has plenty of time to hear and process what's going on and sort of make sure we're all, you know, have opportunity to participate. So I got confused here because I chicken sprawl demonstration guidelines directly under demonstration guidelines. And I was like, wait, I thought we just said we weren't doing that. But now I'm reminded that I'm supposed to look to you. Would you introduce yourself again, so for the record? And it sounded like you had a point of information you wanted to ask first.
Yes, I have a point of order, point of information. Karen Sullivan, European Languages and Literatures. The guidelines, I haven't been able to check the whether these interim guidance regarding time, place, and manner regulations for demonstrations on campus has been on the website since the website has been down. However, the website is back up, and the old guidelines, the initial interim guidelines, are on the website. So my question is, can we pass the same resolution, the resolution as written, since the guidance has not yet been rescinded, even though a new version of the guidelines has been circulating?
I think I understand what you're posing here. I obviously don't have any insight on the operations of the website. It would be surprising to think that this was a sneaky way to keep the old guidelines online, but email the new ones, and then which one takes precedence. My assumption is always that it's a mistake, usually, with things like that. But I can't speak to that. Does anyone from the administration have any insight on it's a Googling thing. Okay, great. So it's, yeah.
If you Google interim guidance on demonstration regarding time, place, and manner, you'll find the old guidance.
The old ones,
on
okay.
The Queen's College website right now.
Okay. Please.
So the new one should be posted. I'm double checking that right now with it. Roseanne is checking it. She has it last night. They were up there. There might have been a headache when they were skimming through it, fixing the broken, some broken URL links. And I will make sure the new ones are posted if they're not. But last night they were there. I'm going to check right now.
Yes, I was going to ask. Can you say your name for the so we have?
Troy Hahn, the College's Chief Information Officer.
Okay, thank you. So we can discuss this more if the body would like to. My sense is that we are meant to consider the old guidelines moot and to only consider the new revised guidelines. And if that's not the case, then the next meeting will have even more people here, I'm sure. Now, my understanding, Karen, was that you wanted to amend the agenda to introduce a motion. Would you like to do so now?
Yes, I would like to introduce a motion to amend the resolution and include a new resolution rejecting the 2.0 guidance on demonstrations.
Okay, and so what I'm projecting here, the old resolution that we withdrew, but I think you're saying substantively you want the exact same text, but the letters 2.0, or the letters, the numbers 2.0. Appended after the word campus. Okay, I just want to make sure I understand and that we understand. I take it the motion that's being made is to consider a resolution on interim guidance 2.0, resolve that we request that guidance, the 2.0 guidance, be suspended, and that it be resolved that the college, continue to operate under existing state law, the Henderson rules, etc. Is there a second to this motion? Or are you on a unanimous consent? I think we should actually have a debate, so I'm gonna ask for a second.
Second.
Okay, motion is duly seconded. Is there debate, discussion? I'm not supposed to let you, because you made the motion, talk, sorry. You can later, but not first. No debate, no discussion? Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, somebody's got to.
I'm Emily Kalinsky, Center from the Graduate School of Modern Information Studies. I stand to speak in striking support of this resolution. We already have rules that designate how we can demonstrate, and I don't want to be a part of a city, University of New York, and Queens College that doesn't respect and honor the right to free expression. And I want to thank all of my colleagues who brought in the silence. And I'll never really understand why administration makes errors like this. This is an totally unnecessary piece of new rules, and I hope that we can make a response to that.
Thank you. Further discussion? Let's let Sarah go first. The kind of rule is you have to let everybody go first before you get a second turn. You only get two turns. You get stopped you after 5 minutes. On each motion.
So I also want to voice my very strong support for this resolution. We're a faculty body. We're all here because we care about free expression of ideas and the critical assessment of really hard things, and I think we should commit to it with every cell in our bodies. So yeah, I strongly support.
Thank you, Sarah. Further discussion? Okay. You can, yes. Is anyone else speak now for a hold to peace? Except we'll have another motion.
I also urge people to support this resolution. The administration has presented no reason why new rules beyond the Henderson rules are needed at Queen's College at this point in time. I contend that, and I'm not the only one, that there is a misreading of the Lipman report, and the Lipman report does not demand new guidelines on campuses. In fact, there have been no inappropriate demonstrations over the last 2 or 3 years since we opened up after COVID, and the only danger was when the administration invited a film crew to blow up things in Powdermaker Hall and have an encampment, a fake encampment. So we're not the problem here. I urge everybody to support this resolution.
Thank you, Karen. Other discussion while he debates speaking. Okay. Anyone else? We'll take a vote then. I'm going to, as always, ask you yes. Yes is I support this resolution. Wave your card nice and high. Then we'll do no and abstain. So we'll start with yeses, and bear with me as I make sure I count everyone. Okay, now I'll ask you to lower your cards. No votes. And, okay, and I'll ask for abstentions. Two abstentions. So the count. Okay, so that's 36 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions, so the motion carries. Okay, thank you. Next we'll move on to our amended agenda, item C, a motion regarding the college website. And I'm going to...
the floor, right, because it's important to impartiality as chair, neutrality. The job is to ensure the will of the majority, respecting the thoughts and perspectives of the minority. as a person, Senator from English, I have no impartiality in this. So I move the Social Dream College website. Here's all the academic senate expresses its deep disappointment with the college administrative leadership failing to provide accessible and functional website during the end of the January term and beginning of the spring term, causing immeasurable negative impact on enrollment, registration, accreditation, and day-to-day functioning, student faculty, and staff. And be a further result of the senate expressing its frustration of the lack of one, time and communication, including prior notification about the outage, two, immediate remediation, temporary mandates and redirections, and three, appropriate college-wide updates on the resolution. And the final result that the Academic Senate requests a written report from ICS, account for the full circumstances regarding the timing and reasons behind the website outage, along with the forward plan, the timeline for the full restoration of the college's secure web presence and functionality, to be produced in consultation with the Policy Board on Administration and Community and Academic Technology, and to be delivered to the Senate before its April meeting.
Is there a second? Seconded. Is there debate or discussion? Do you want this back? Debate or discussion? This is your opportunity.
Leanne Walker, Library. I'm a senator, is that okay?
Alternate.
Yes, I'm an alternate. I could go on and on, but I do just want to say that I fully support this resolution. I look forward to the committees being formed and the administration responding. I would also like to point out that this is not an isolated incident. We have had so many problems with our website. You'll recall, was it last year that the rollout were basically the entire site in the middle of the semester? We've lost key writing, we've lost Google Classroom. All of these have happened since I started here in 2019. It's been a huge burden on us as faculty, but more importantly, it's caused tremendous interruption in our students' success. Our students right now cannot access the library homepage, and that's a separate issue, but our students have had accessibility issues with the website. They can't access it. That's an accessibility issue. I would also like to point out the enrollment deadline fell during the outage, and I would hope that the committee's warning will look into what the enrollment numbers were before, during, and after both last year and this year's website shutdowns.
Thank you, Leanne. Further debate?
Emily Kavinsky, Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. I want to extend a special thanks to my colleagues in the library for whom I heard more about the website outage and got more information about how to get my work done than I got from the administration at any point in time. And as a faculty member trying to pull my syllabus together without easy access to those resources, it was very challenging. And I am speaking in, obviously, in support of the resolution. And I appreciated very much the Middle States presentation, and I think accreditation is incredibly important in being an institution that is meets the gold standard, right, is crucial. But that means that students have to be able to find information on the website, and faculty need to know what's happening, and people who are responsible for this outreach need to be held accountable. So I look forward to voting yes on this resolution and encourage my colleagues to do so.
Thank you, everyone.
So her library, and I wanted to just give a key fix to what the outage has meant. And so at the library, we sort of reference shifts at the front desk, and we field questions not only about research, but all manner of issues based in the college, questions relating to IT, questions relating to the registrar, the bursar, and I had a student's question at the desk that they were
as far as I understood, because they were quite upset. Something had to do with having to find the contact information they couldn't because of what went down for someone and student at financial aid, and this had some bearing on their with their green card status. And this was a heavy situation personally to deal with, and I had to be the face of the institution at that moment, and I really felt for that student. So I fully support this motion.
Thank you, Eric. Please.
That's Lars from history. I just want to comment. I was an alternate some years ago in the Senate, and I remember when we were promised an exceptional website, when the new website was being rolled out. I just want to comment that even beyond the recent issues, I think our website is moving over at best, so I want to ask why is this the case, even though we were promised an exceptional.
Thank you. Further debate or discussion? Yes, please.
Whoever that with Tennessee. I wanted to support this motion in very early to support it because this resolution, because I feel like IT puts the standards on us that are ridiculous. If you want to do a tiny little thing, whatever it is to do with them, it's like, for example, my microphone was working in the office. We make an appointment with them like they are God and, whatever. But they cannot get a website running, which I could do out of my basement for my food room service while I'm grant-seeking. It's an abomination. Please make them stop. Okay, so please vote yes.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Hi, Eric Bohm, student senator. I've heard a lot of the teachers say things which I don't agree with. I want to add a few things from the student perspective. I frequently go to check on the department website for my majors to see what class are they offered, see the descriptions, to see when the advising is being offered in departmentally, and to not have a website and hear and agree with everything the teachers say. And I want to add from the students that makes things sometimes difficult to just track our own progress. Actually, go off what Professor Burdett added to some IT things. I had already this semester one of my courses where the teacher is constantly struggling to get the technology in her classroom to work, and another class that had to move classrooms because they're going to struggle and the technology doesn't work.
Thank you. Sorry, can you just introduce yourself again, please, for the record?
Troy, I'm the College District Information Officer. I'll do my best to bring everyone a little bit up to speed on what's happening at the website, where it's at, and a brief where it occurred. It's kind of us, so I will do a larger presentation on what happened at the next meeting. So right now, the website is sitting up. It's ranging between 70% and 80% there. The chairs have already pointed out, there's some broken links and relative path problems that are sitting on the department site. We have been prioritizing student recruitment, student engagement, those areas first. Those are the areas that we focused on to help impact and work on the recruitment side. So, in essence, what happened is there's a security incident at one of the other unified colleges within CUNY, and the central office has started taking a way harder hand on how they're dealing with issues that are either, say, small infractions all the way up to very, very large ones in the protection of the university as a whole. Oh, at the moment, the college's website was running on an older version of Linux and an Apache protocol that we were not able to patch quick enough, and we were summarily blocked with it under the guidance of security, which is a correct statement. I do agree with everything that the central office has done on this. I do disagree, and I have mentioned this several times in application along with President Wu. We disagree with the execution. We were not told that the website was going to be blocked. We were not told that the library site was going to be blocked, as well as many of the other departments as well.
that have challenges with this, such as the Perry Commoner Center, as well as computer science as well suffered some of this. It would be challenge that the website had is we did not have a technical expertise on staff, to mitigate the issue very quickly. And with the help of the president of Lewis Assistance and the purchasing department, we brought in a consultant to assist with getting the migration that needed to occur. So this was done under a cybersecurity reason. There will be a bigger, deeper dive specifically with the organization. With it, Queens College is not the only college that was blocked. Or with it, Peru, Hunter, Hostess, Flint all suffered. With it, we just went down the path that longer than they did, is they had less challenges than Queens College. So that's where we're standing on it. I'll give a deeper brief with this and a more abridged version as well that I gave to the college's PMB. We have been in deep contact with them. I've sent roughly daily emails out expressing what's going on, where we're at, what the status of it is, and where we're at. We haven't gotten perfect. I will have no problem saying that at all. And it is getting better for going forward. The deserves have moved into a different environment that is way more stable with it. And it is a cascade effect of a problem. As most of this group might not be aware, the college ran into an interesting problem on December 23rd. One of the data centers flooded. That caused a new website server to crash. We went back up. We had to resort going back to old hardware that was out of compliance. So Murphy's Law is Murphy's Law hit us for the last 8 weeks. With it, and there's not much that we can do at that point. That's where we're sitting at, and I'll give a bigger brief later.
Excellent. Thank you, Troy. Further discussion.
Eric Rosano, accounting. Thanks, Troy, for helping alleviate some of this consternation we're all experiencing right now. I know you're probably just as stressed about some of this as all of us, so I have all of us in different ways. So I do want to express at least my appreciation for you being here and facing some of the music, as it might say. But you did also mention that something happened on December 23rd. Which did affect us, which very few of us knew about, myself included, and I think that's at the core of one of the issues we're experiencing is that we're not given any information. I realize that's December 23rd, and everybody's on that vacation mode, but to the extent that this is saying, let's keep us informed, that's, I think, exactly the benefit we're talking about. But I do, again, thank you for coming, and I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Further discussion, debate? Please.
Lawrence Walton from ARC. I just switched to being my own alternate today. Amy Fortunato is going to take over because I'm supposed to be in class right now, apparently. So that
teach us something.
Story was very scary. I would like some kind of prediction when these repairs might be finished, because the website has tendrils that reach out into all kinds of little departmental sub-sites, including where all the slides for the art history qualifying exam prep materials are. Qualifying exam is next month. My students have no access to that. I'm also chair of the MA Art History Programs. I'd like some kind of prediction from Troy if you can do anything like that, or else I've got to cancel this exam.
Thank you.
Till next year.
I'm the College Chief Information Officer, and yes, we do anticipate that in the next 5 to 6 business days it'll be up completely. There, I don't want to promise and say, hey, it's going to be there. Is there might still be roadblocks that we do encounter? It's also why I said that we're digging through it, and there was a priority list on how we're going through it. Academic site is being worked on right now.
Thank you. Further discussion? All right, let's have ourselves a vote. So again, we'll start with yes, then no, then abstain. If you are voting yes in favor of this motion, please raise your card nice and high and permit us to count. Okay, cards down, please. Thank you. No. If you vote no, college website 35. Okay, last I'll ask for abstentions. Anyone abstaining from the vote? Okay, seeing none, the motion carries 35-0. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business on our amended agenda, new business D. Permit me to say, sorry, just to be really clear, so the abstaining vote doesn't have an effect, it's effectively a no. You need 31 votes to pass any motion, so just sometimes people get confused about abstaining. So you need 31 yeses, that's the important number. We count no's, and abstentions help us keep our paperwork correct, but it's kind of like a no vote in the sense that it doesn't count towards a yes vote. Although sometimes I've abstained from things if I feel it's not going to pass anyways and I don't want to be on the record. Just to say that. Okay, sorry.
Eric Silverberg, Library, and I make this proposal on behalf of myself and a colleague on the faculty of the library. Before I read the text of the resolution, just a little context and background of why I think this is necessary. And relates that to what our colleagues accounting just said about the information that we need. And I think also the number of times, actually just this afternoon, that our colleague who manages to look at the Principal Fundamental in IT around this campus. Just to give some context, so the library website is currently only available on campus, so those off campus cannot access it, or if you use a VPN. Only faculty and staff, but again, not students. But the library website itself is sort of a home base for all sorts of teaching, research, and public services that we offer, including our workshops, the credit classes that we teach, our research services, and our collection. The website also serves as a home base for people to discover our open education resources and our course reserves, which alleviate the financial burden of textbooks for our students. So essentially giving free textbooks to students in multiple different forms. Even just earlier when I mentioned the Special Collections and Archives collection of the Senate meeting minutes, that site is inaccessible, so people can't search the digital collections over there. Our website is also used when we partner with all the academic departments, special programs like First Year Experience, SEEK, student clubs, the English First Year Writing Program, in 2010, and the Provost Chief Standing Program. In the last academic year, we offered over 300 instruction sessions and reached over 6,200 students through just our instruction alone. That's not reference or any other special programs that we offer. And we're a significant monetary and material source of donations for the college from key alumni and boosters like the Barhams, Sylvia Tenenbaum, the Pine Foundation, James Perrapone's collection that he donated last year, Deborah Elkins, and the Leonard and Lane Kaplan donations. And so it's distressing to not have the library website available if one of these individuals would like to showcase what their hard work has been going for. So the library website was halted on January 8th, and so it's been inaccessible off campus since then. And this server, as we understand it, was as the Chief Information Officer said, that CUNY's Computing Information Services, CIS, flag the server that the library website lives on here on campus for security vulnerabilities during their testing. Also, the Queen's Memory Project, which is the award-winning oral history project that's a collaboration between this college and Queen's Public Library, is hosted on the same server, and their website has been totally inaccessible because it's the public library. So, we know that from talking with students, even just this morning in a class I taught, that this the interruption of the library website significantly impacted teaching, as our colleague from GSILS mentioned. Ease of research is something more, their sense of belonging, the morale of our students, feeling that they're valued to essentially feel like the website is chaffa, right? That it just doesn't work, and why come here if such a simple way to interact for their classes is unreliable. So we propose the following resolution so that we can all work together and all share the knowledge of what happened, so we can quickly resolve any remaining obstacles and ensure better service to the library website. So the resolution to provide the chief librarian with information on the security vulnerabilities of the library server, whereas CUNY Computing Information Services, CIS, flagged the server that hosts the Queens College Library and Queens Memory websites for security vulnerabilities, and sent a report of such vulnerabilities to the Queens College Chief Information Officer and Information Technology Services. And whereas the library has been an integral co-manager of this server with ITS, it needs to understand these security vulnerabilities as outlined in the CIS report to improve service to the library and Queens Memory websites. Be it resolved that the CIO shall provide access to this CIS report to the Queens College Chief Librarian and their designees. Should the CIO determine that sharing a digital copy of the CIS report could further jeopardize server security, the CIO can make the CIS report available in a physical form for the Chief Librarian and their designees. And I move for unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there objection to this motion? Seeing none, we'll accept it under unanimous consent. Thank you. And that brings us to the end. Thank you so much. Motion to adjourn. Thank you for sticking it out. Good luck, be safe, and we'll see you next time.